For the provision that you have made for us again this evening to come to your house, Lord. After Sunday, when we physically gather together like this, oh God, thank you for the abundance of your blessings, oh God, to each and every one. Thank you since then you have kept us all alive, sane, oh God. Thank you for workers, thank you for business people. Thank you for those that had to go to school, O God. Thank you for everything, O God. Thank you for the worship service, O God. The songs, the hymns, O God, have been sung to bless your holy name. Thank you for the prayers of the saints that have been offered to you, O God. We pray, dear Almighty God, that you accept everything with faith and thanksgiving in our heart as we give to thee. We pray, dear Lord, if anything will stand as an hindrance, O God, may you hide us under the blood, O God. May your blood atone for each and every one of us. Take away every unbelief and doubt from our heart, O God. Give us faith to believe you, O God. Even in the midst of storm, O God, may we believe you, O Father. Help us tonight again, Lord. We have come for prayer meeting, O God, just for a little time. A portion of your word that we read, O God. May you inspire it in our heart, O God. Because the word is already inspired. Bless it, O God. Give us the context out of it, O God. May it do our soul well, O God. May it make us happy, Father. Souls that are not here, O God, and are connected, Father, may you bless them, O God. Those that might still be on their way coming, Lord, may you hasten their footsteps. Thank you, eternal Father. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. While we are still standing, let's turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 3. We'll read from verse 3. Think after we read that. Romans 3, verse 3. Say, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God bless you. You can please be seated. I think we already have the answer. Amen. Greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And once again, we are welcome to the service of God in Jesus' name. You love the Lord? The associate pastor sent his greetings. He asked me to greet every one of us, and I believe we also saw the message on the WhatsApp group. It covered more of our prayers, so let's continue to remember him in prayer for the perfection of his health. Let's also remember our pastor and the rest of God's servant. Amen. So tonight, because this time, before we know it's gone, want to just fellowship around this message the prophet took, which is titled, Unbelief Does Not Hinder God. Amen. In the week, I was just, my own personal consecration, I was just fellowshipping around the thought, how to overcome the flesh, and how to overcome the flesh when it comes to taking God at his word. Amen. And looking at so many things, senses of the body and senses of the spirit, how they are totally against God and totally against every promise of God. And now that you have to fight, amen. This life, just as the associate pastor took, and I believe when it's strong, it will continue. It's taking that message, spiritual warfare, that we are in a battle, amen. And as a brother was telling me, we're having a discussion, I said, the thing just did not go the way I planned.
And he said, that's how life is. Sometimes, you know, you have your thing the way you want it to go, and it just will not work that way. Amen. Because we are finite. God is infinite. Amen. He's the one that has the finances. Amen. In the midst of unbelief, can we believe God? It's very hard, but may God help us. In the midst of unbelief, somebody say, I don't believe you again. Can you say, I still believe God? Permit me to say, if I fail, I will try again. If I fail, I will keep trying again, trusting God because I believe God. Amen. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to have. And in this message, Abraham said, I've been going around the world preaching, telling people that Jesus is coming. He said, and they say, you are scaring the people. But do you believe Jesus is coming? I sure believe it. I tell you, I believe it. But you say, Brother Joseph, you believe it, but the way you are acting, you are not acting like you don't like you believe it. I believe it. As the prophet said, I believe it's coming, but whatever I'm doing, let me make sure I do it well. That when he come, he meet me faithful there. That Lord, I try my best trust in you. If I die, I know I die serving you. I die believing that you do not fail. That's why I sang that stanza. Your shepherd selected the path you must tread. Sometimes you will not always have answer to every question. Remember that. Sometimes certain things happen in our life. I want to question God. Why is this thing happening? You will never find the answer until you surrender to God. May God help us. Now, in this message, Brother Bram said, some people might think that unbelief in that God is saved, but it does not. Amen. Brother Bram said, God has a program. Do you believe that? And his program, as John said, is able of these stones to raise children to Abraham. Is that right? His program will go on just the same. If you say, because I pray, God, and you didn't answer me, I would not believe you again. It doesn't stop God from what he will do tomorrow. It doesn't even stop God from what he will do the next minute. As the prophet says, somebody go out and say, I will not believe that the son is there. You just hinder yourself. The sun will come out. You might say, it will not come out. There's cloud. It will come out. Because God has set it. There's a program. May God help us. Now, I don't know if our brother can find the message proving his word. Preach 1964, 0816. And Brother Bram was talking about unbelief there does not hinder God. I just want to read the prophet verbatim to us. Paragraph 70. Now, Brother Brown saying, in the face of all doubting ages, God bless you, and things that we have went through and living today, the worst of all, the face of all this doubt, God does go right on proving his word to be right. You believe that? As he has in every age. Now, unbelief doesn't stop God. It doesn't hinder him. I don't care how much the world unbelieves. It is still going to happen. Unbelief doesn't do nothing but condemns the unbeliever. The unbelief will send the unbeliever to hell. It will rob him of every blessing God promised to him. But it doesn't hinder God from going right on with the believer. You see, unbelief doesn't stop God. It only stops the unbeliever. You say, the sun ain't going to shine tomorrow. I'm going to stop it. You try it, see? You can't do it. God has set it in order, and he said it will shine. And it's going to shine. That is all. He said it would. There might be some cloud under it, but it's still going to shine just the same. And you see, you can't stop God with that. My unbelief, your unbelief. How does he make his word known to the people? First, God knowing that there will be unbelievers. Now you watch the wisdom of God. Knowing that there will be unbelievers and how the majority would be unbelievers. He, by foreknowledge, predestinated a seed for every age. Amen. That will believe it. Now, if you will notice in there, each age goes right on with its word. Everything right on time. Nothing hinders God. It goes right on, and every click is moving just exactly right. Do you believe that? Oh, may God help us. We think sometimes it is not going to work right. But don't you worry. Amen. The disappointment, because you were disappointed, because you were spoken down on, because you were humiliated, they rubbish you, and you think God will not do it. He will do it. He will do it. He might just be testing you. May God help us. He might just be testing you to see the side you will take. Can you give us... When Paul was talking here, he said, the flesh warring against the spirit. He said, this I say then, walk in the spirit. Amen. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against what? The spirit. And the spirit against the flesh. And these are what? Contrary the one to the other. So that ye cannot do the things that you would. For if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now, what was Paul trying to say? Many times, as believers, or as people that are trying to take God at His word, we have certain things that we want to do. But because the flesh is still here, the flesh will tell you, hey, you cannot do it. A big one is prayer life. Personally, I just been meditating that, why? My spirit man will be telling me, Joseph, you have not prayed enough. I'm looking, why pray? God help me. No, you have not prayed enough. Then certain things will happen. Oh, this is why he was telling me, you have not prayed enough. You need to pray more. We need to listen to our spirit man. We need to be sensitive. Then I understand that prayer is not the number of hours you spend. It just wants your attention. When, if it's 5 minutes, you are cut off. May God help us. But is that possible? No. With the flesh. But when you get out of this flesh, you enter the spirit, it's very possible. That's why the prophet said you can do many things too much. But when it comes to prayer, we can never pray too much. A big question I want to ask this evening. Why is it when we come to church, when it comes time for prayer, we slip off? Because the enemy, Satan, the devil, knows that is where the power lies. Many things don't happen because we don't pray enough. Many things don't happen because we don't even have faith enough in God. In the place of prayer, we have not trusted God enough that, God, I know you can do this one. May God help us. But we need to get out of the flesh. And as Apostle Paul is saying, both the flesh and the spirit, they are contrary to, they will always be fighting. May God help us. Now, let's come back to that for proving His word. But Paul said, now, you might think everything you see, nothing hinders God. It goes right on, and every click is moving just exactly right. We think sometimes it is not going to work right. But don't you worry. His clock is timed just exactly to the split instant. And everything is working just exactly right. You believe that? Oh, sure. May God help us. Now, from the message, unbelief does not hinder God, but it only hinders the unbeliever. Ramdale was saying, he said, unbelief is an old thing, and it's cunning. Started in Eden. We know that. With Eve in the garden. We know all of that. But just to get a little context here, that the prophet said, where? You're getting the people, someone said. You're getting the people to unbelief. He said, no, I'm trying to get them to faith. For faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the creed? No. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. That's what brings faith, to hear the word of God. That brings faith. Now, there's about 12, okay. Unbelief doesn't destroy God. It doesn't destroy His plan. It doesn't destroy His work. It only destroys the unbeliever. Unbelief only destroys the unbeliever. Now, Ramsey once said to me not long ago, Pastor, he said, that belonged to a certain fine organization, he said to me, we will offer anybody $1,000 cash who can produce, just before my broadcast, can produce one cure by divine healing. And we will pay it off, $1,000 cash. And he knew I was coming on behind him at Johnsbury, Arkansas. And I went on my brokers, and immediately after the brokers, I went and I got a physician of the city to a man that had cancer on his neck. And while I was praying for him, he dropped off his neck and rolled down the floor. Newspaper wrote it all. And so I asked his doctor, which was a friend to me, I said, "Doctor, I talked to him many times. This was another meeting after that had taken place. He said, "Do you remember the case?" He said, "Well, can you contribute any medical science that would do that?" He said, "No, sir, I cannot." Amen. Just as, you know, the pastor was saying on Sunday, it's only God that can heal. You believe that? Honestly, it's only God that can heal. Especially this cancer. Human being cannot do that. Doctors, they can't do it. They only try their best. Even the preacher, when he offered prayer, he only tried his best. God is the healer. All we do is faith in him. We surrender our faith with the faith of the patient. Amen. Now, Prabhupada said, then it will have to be some supernatural something to do it. And he said correctly, the doctor. Then I said, "I will pay you for your time." I wanted to collect $1,000 for the missionary. But when I got to the pastor's study, he never seen me. The prophet was Edison. Then I said, "I have your brokers that you will give $1,000 to anyone that will produce proof of divine healing." And the man said, "Yes." I said, "You can, might just make me the check. That's just write the check." I said, "Yeah, it's the man. That's the patient that had cancer. Yeah, it's his doctor." And then find out the $1,000 was over somewhere in Texas, or something like that. Then he said, "Let me see you. I will bring a little girl in here." Chevy, you are the one that just made the broadcast now. You want to see? They have brought one. He did not believe that one. You want to see one koro koro. He said, "Let me bring a little girl in here and let me cut a hand and let me see you heal it. Then I will believe." I said, "You are in a bad need of mental healing." "Yes, sir." Certainly anybody calls a child hand. That's the same old devil that said, "If thou be the Son of God, do a miracle here before us. Let's see this stone turn into bread." He was an unbeliever in the first. And his children will be unbelievers. But remember in the court, God proving his word. Brother said, "God has got a predestinated seed for every age that will believe his word." Even though we pray and nothing happened, remember, he said, "I do nothing but what I see the Father doing." We cannot force God. If God doesn't want it to come for the people, there's nothing you can do. All that we have to do is to surrender ourselves to God. That's why don't get angry with God, my brother. Don't get angry with God, my sister. He knows all about it. He will guide till the day is done. That's what the songwriter said. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. What would you have told Brother Abraham when he was going through his hard times? He said, "I lost my father. I lost my wife. I lost my daughter." Then Satan came to tell me, "Do you still believe this God? Is he good to you? How do you tell somebody in that condition God is good to him?" But I feel like to die. There is something that is where you will see. Galatians chapter 5 that we read. The spirit, the flesh will tell him that you can just leave God now. After all this preaching and everything that you do, and God does not give you any, just go. Satan talks to everybody. Prophet said, "Look at Elijah in his third moment. The man was depressed. And your faith that, oh, God has forsaken him. Don't know." And God just said, "Hey, come up here." I said, "God, 7,000. They have not bowed down. So don't think you are the only one. God has seed in every age that will believe him, regardless of whatever happened." Prabhupada said, then, when all hope seemed to be gone, He said something from inside. He spoke and said, even though he slay me, I will still serve him. Can we get to that point with God? Even though he God bleed me, remove everything that is that I have. Remove my reputation. Let me put it that way. Remove my money. Remove my wife. Take my wife. I mean it. That's how I mean it. Take my wife. Take my children. If it may only me in this world, can I still serve God? Will I still take him at his word and say, Lord, I believe you? It's more than this physical talk that we are saying. But when you experience it, you will understand, brother. That's when you know. When you are going through those hard times, you will understand. And God will ask you, do you believe Joseph? And you say, God, I believe. But you are not seeing any physical evidence. But the Bible said, that's the kind of people God is looking for. Like Mary. When the angel spoke to her, Mary, you are highly favored of God. Mary was a believer. Just permit me to say, Zechariah, the priest, he disbelieved God. Not that he was an unbeliever, but he thought, look, how can this thing happen? My wife old, me old, will we have a son? But God's word will surely come to pass. In his season, it will surely come to pass. Because John was to fulfill certain things. And when his time is up, he will go. There is no premature death. Can you say amen? There is no premature death in God. If God decides to take any man, the time of the man is gone. If God decides to take me today, my time is off. So it's not premature death. I fulfill my time. Unbelief will not stop God from continuing his program. Remember, as the prophet said, he has a program. If we understand that, he has a written script. All we need to do, it is we to fit in inside that. It's not we telling God, come and fit inside my own. Lila, just as we had on Sunday, the unchangeable God working in an unexpected way. Of course, maybe Zechariah, that was not the way he was thinking. The time he wanted God to give him the child, he didn't come. But can you see, in his old age, what man thinks is impossible? With God, it is very possible. If you can only believe, if I can only believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Now, as we're talking about Mary, Brother Bram said, when the angel gave Mary that message, unlike to Zechariah, Zechariah began to question the angel. But Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. Brother Bram said she didn't wait to feel any physical move. She didn't wait to feel anything. She believed the word from that instant. Now, how do we know that Mary believed that word? She went to testify. Amen. She went to testify that somebody spoke to me and he said, I'm going to have a son. And why she went to testify? Now, look at the kind of person she went to testify to. She didn't go to the unbelievers. Of course, if she God wanted her to have gone there and she done it, they did not believe her message, she will still hold it because it is revealed to her. He might have not been revealed today. But Brother Bram said she went to someone like herself. And as she went to Elizabeth to share the news to her, Elizabeth saw her on the way coming. Is this not Mary? And why two of them they exchange pleasantry? And we would say, I'm expecting a child. Expecting a child? When did you marry? Look at unchangeable God walking in unexpected way. The first time Jesus Christ's name was mentioned, John the Baptist had been in that womb. He never kicked. You women know what it is. To have pregnancy and you didn't feel the movement of your child. But look at how God arranged it. Oh, it's a wonderful God. Why did he allow it to be that instant? Why? How did Elizabeth know that the mother of my Lord, whence come the mother of my Lord? Who revealed it to her? These people were just saying things, but they were in the spirit. They didn't know what they were saying. As soon as that name you mentioned in Jesus, something happened inside me. I feel something. Can you see that? But Bible says it's an experience. That's why you that is trusting God for Holy Ghost baptism. But Bible says they tell you that God is no more filling with the Holy Ghost. And they tell you maybe the days of miracle is past. There's no such thing as divine healing. Tell them it's a lie. God still heals. Is he healing cancer? You believe that? Yeah. God is looking for people in the face. You stand here and take God at his word. I might be the one that I feel, Lord, help my unbelief. I might be the one, maybe I didn't pray enough. Maybe I've not surrendered myself enough. Help me to come out of myself. I believe Holy Ghost baptism is for me. I believe divine healing is for me. Oh my. Look at the young girl on the group, ministerial group. They had terrible infection problem. And I look, said that was me. He said, that girl, if you're not careful, that girl will die. He says, it's not, her life is not in your hand. As they have chosen that she will not die, the girl and the parents, they choose they will not die. Our prayers have been offered, going everywhere. God answers prayer. Because so and so, the innocent is very terrible. You tell you, look, if that is why you pray for that one, it didn't happen. You can pray for this one, let me see happen. He's a vampish devil. And if that had been rubbed in his face, that God answered prayer. The guy came out very fine after the surgery. Amen. There was a minister there that gave testimony. He said, I went through three series of tough surgery cases. He said, God that did my own, he will do for this girl. And in my heart, I said, amen. Of course, I joined in the prayer. And I saw the testimony just this evening before we came to church that she came out very fine. God still heals. You believe that? If the next fellow, it didn't happen for him, it doesn't mean that God will fail you. Amen. Let us take God at his word. Proverbs say, unbelief will not hinder God. It will only hinder the unbeliever. It will only destroy the unbeliever. If you stay there, remember it is Satan trying to put you there to send you to hell. Proverbs say, unbelief will send the unbeliever to hell. You believe that heaven is real? You believe that it's for you? You take God at his word. You believe that there is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No matter what we're going through in our country now, no matter what we're going through in the world, you believe that God is still God. He's a great provider. He can see through paradox. He's the same one that visited that woman in the time of Elijah. If you believe that and you take him at his word like that, he will visit you. Why we bow our head? Just a little broken word. To help our faith tonight, unbelief does not hinder God. It's only the devil that will keep lying to us. Just like he did to the prophet. Told him, he said, God is not good to you. You pray, you pray, you talk, you talk. Is God good to you? Look at your father. Where is he? Look at your wife. Where is she? Look at your daughter. Where is she? Remember, it will have many things to point to you. But if you can take God at his word, just as the prophet said, he said, when you look at the life of Gideon, when Gideon had to take God at his word and say, if God be for us, why is all this befalling us? We are the things that our fathers told us of. The Bible says it might not be physical Philistine, just as it was to Gideon. Your own Philistine, it might be sickness. Your own Philistine might be certain troubles that you are going through in your life. Your own Philistine can be marital case, can be whatever. It can be finance. It can be situations of life. It can be spiritual. But only believe and take God at his word. Because as the prophet said, faith cometh by hearing. Not hearing a creed. Not hearing dogma. Not saying and quoting Catholic prayer book. That one will not work. It is quoting the word of God. And resting your soul. That if it doesn't happen today, I believe it will happen tomorrow. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, I believe it will happen next tomorrow with a greater miracle. I'm under expectation, Lord. Take away every unbelief from my heart. This is not the time to listen to the suggestion of the enemy. Remember, it will point you to the failure, your own failure. It will point you to your brother's failure. Don't listen to him. He's a liar and he's a father of liars. Don't listen to him, brother. Don't listen to him, sister. Try to tell you, do you see that fellow? He hurts you so bad. Don't listen to the devil. He's trying to hinder you from your blessing. He's trying to hinder you from receiving from God. He's trying to hinder you from your prayers. Because when you go to need to pray, he will remind you those things. I said, you know, your brother hurt you so bad. Have you forgiven him? You know you hurt your brother so bad. Will you forgive him? No, I will not forgive him. No, I will forgive him. It's a war. Just as Paul said, both the spirit and the flesh warring against each other. The flesh lusting against the spirit warring against the flesh. But let us be led by the Spirit of God, brother and sister. Let us not listen to the lies of the devil. God is God. He specializes in things that are thought impossible. And is God the all power? Is God the final say over any and every situation of life? The best that we've got to do is to surrender our all to Him. Say, while you are helping other people, Lord, help me also. While you are showing others mercy, show me mercy. While you are showing others grace, show me grace, Lord. While you are showing others favor, show me favor, O God. My own belief has not helped me anyway. But I understand that faith has value, Lord. Help me to have faith. Help me to have faith. As your word say, if I can just have faith like a mustard seed, oh Lord, help me. That when all hope is gone, I know that you are still there because your promises are true. You promised that you will be there for me. It's a God that do not fail, brother and sister. Put your care on him, for he careth for you. The book of John, told us, if my word abide in you, and you abide in me, say you shall ask what you will, and it will be done to you. If you can only believe, and let that unbelief go out. Let us be soaking in prayer. Oh God. Let us pray tonight that God will take every iota of unbelief from our lives. Every iota of disbelieving his word. As the prophet said, it's an unbelief. It's as old as he dead. Remember, it started in Eden. And just as the associate pastor has been taking, Brother said it was just one word that Satan added and gave to Eve and it spoiled the program. If it did that in the beginning, if it come again now, it will still spoil it. The best that we can do is to surrender to God and say, God, help me. I don't want to trust in myself. I want to trust in your grace. In times like this, Lord, I want to trust in your grace. I don't want to trust in my human effort. Because my human effort has failed. Is it even in this day where human effort is failing? Government has failed. Churches have failed. Ministers have failed. It's only your word that cannot fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, we are told. But this word of God will never pass away. In your church, Lord, take away every unbelief. Unbelief on the part of your people. Unbelief on the part of your servant. Take away unbelief, Lord. Help your servant, oh God. Help us to keep on believing, keep on holding. Help us never to listen to the suggestion of the enemy. Because Satan is a liar. He will always bring scarecrow. Help us to believe you. Help our officers, Lord. Help them to believe you. Help every family, Lord. Help them to believe you. Help every brother. Help every sister, single, unmarried. May they believe you, Lord. No matter what they might be going through in their life, no matter the circumstances, no matter the suggestion of the enemy, no matter everything Satan is telling them that it cannot happen, may they believe you that all things are possible. Is it spouse that you are trusting God for? And maybe Satan is telling you it cannot happen. Your time is past. Don't listen to the devil. God has still got a special one for you. Believe God that way. When Satan comes to bring you that light, remind him, tell him that God has got a special one for me. It will always come that way. Are you sick in your body and Satan is telling you it is that sickness that will take you out? Tell him, no. The sickness will not take me out. I believe God that did it for Sister Susu and so. I saw it. He was in my presence. I saw when she taking that sickness. I saw it when God healed her. I will keep believing God. No matter the lie, I will keep believing God. That is the kind of faith that God wants us to have. Persevere, my brother. Persevere, my sister. Be patient with him. As the prophet said, don't worry. Don't get too anxious. Don't get too perplexed. The season is tough. Yes. The nation is hard. Yes, we know. But let your confession be positive. Never you be negative. Even in the midst of negativity, let your confession be positive. No wonder the prophet said, a man that walks in faith, they will consider him as a madman. Say, look at what are you saying? You are trying to make fool of God. Say, no, I am just exercising my faith in the promised word of God. They laugh you in the promised word of God. That was how they did Father Abraham. They laughed at him. Look at you, Abraham. We thought you are just a old man. Now you have gotten mad in your head. Thank God he didn't behave like the other preacher that was, you know, a non-believer and came to withstand the prophet. Abraham believed God. Think of it, my brother, sister. An old man, an old woman. God gave them the promise. And they were holding on. Holding on. Baba said, would have gone to the hospital and tell them, make a bed for me. Maybe go to the market, buy baby things, and people will laugh at him. Where is the baby? And you are doing all of this. Oh, God, help me. Church, let us believe God. For whatever promise, whatever redemptive promise that we are trusting him for, let us only believe God. You that you are trusting God for Holy Ghost baptism, believe it, that I still believe God still fills with the Holy Ghost. Perhaps let me ask you, the woman that was a bad woman, the prophet was talking, I think it was this message or maybe another one I was listening to. And pastor always would give us that, of that girl. Perhaps she went with the wrong group and they caught something in her coke. And they missed it before she knew. She got, you know, wayward life. And she felt okay because I lost my virtue. Let me just continue living as a loose girl until the mercy of God came away. But I said, tell me what power can change that kind of a person? What power could change Nelisander? That's why, as the prophet said, you will understand that it is something supernatural, something beyond the natural. What power could change a woman at the well? She was a red light woman. No good in her at all. But because why? God's love foresaw her. God's love foreknew her before the foundation of the world. Look at Rahab. Don't count yourself outside of God's economy. That is the target of the devil. He wants you to get out of God's economy. That's what the prophet said. That is the only power Satan has got, if he can get you to disbelieve God. And that is where his target lies. But brothers, sisters, stay in prayer. Stay in prayer and be positive. Say, God, I believe you. I believe the Holy Ghost baptism is for me. It is your promise. I don't know why I've not experienced it. I don't know why I've not received it. But here am I. Help me. I don't want to die and go to Satan's grave. I am your son. I'm your daughter. Walk upon me. Just as you feel others. Help me. Remember, unbelief, it doesn't hinder God. It only hinders the unbeliever.
And if the world from you we hope of a savior and his store, and that you have to get along with me in Japan. Just remember in his word how we feed the little bird, and take your burden to the Lord and leave it.
Trust.
Just leave it there. Believe that you have spoken to God and have ears. Dear Almighty God, we thank you once again for another privilege, O God, to have this midweek prayer meeting, O God. We thank you for every aspect of this service, O God. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the preaching of the word, the reading of the scripture, O God, and the exhortation, O God. Thank you for the prayer section, O God, the opportunity that your children, we all have to lay our bodies at your feet, O God. And we have just sang in this song, we should leave it there, O God. May nobody go with the burdens that brought them here, O God. May they go believing, O God. May they go testifying of what you have done for them. May we be like Mary, O God, though we never see any physical manifestation, but we believe, O God. Help each and everyone, O God. Lord, we pray that you destroy every evil work of the enemy by way of unbelief, by way of doubt, by way of coming to re-preach this gospel, O God. May you destroy it in the life of everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand for your people, O God. Stand, O God, for your servants in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the associate pastor still. May you strengthen him, O God. We thank you for your servant, O God, who you grant a journey mercy from Bakata. Thank you for the prayers, O God, we have offered for him and the people there. May you continue to help him, continue to strengthen him, O God. Lord, we commit the rest of the day to your hand, Father. May you see us through, O God. Your grace brought each and every one of us here safe as we go back to our homes, Father. May your grace take us home safely, O God. Be with us throughout the rest of the week, O God. Bless and prosper us, O God. Be with workers, be with business people, be with school people, O God. See every one of us through, O God. Help us in the deep service of Friday, O God. And if you tarry, we are here again physically on Sunday. May you gather us in our number and send more of your blessing to us. Meet your people at the points of their need. Thank you, Eternal Father. We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Take the name of Jesus with you while we sing it as I dismiss our hymn. The Lord bless you all as we go to our home. One to go. Oh, let us take the name of Jesus with us.